You're listening to SBS News.
It was hailed as the return to face-to-face diplomacy more than a year since the pandemic began. But on the final day of a three-day foreign ministers' meeting of G7 countries, COVID managed to make its mark. Not in the G7 grouping, representatives from India and Australia were among nations in attendance as guests. The entire Indian delegation in the United Kingdom was forced to isolate after two members tested positive for the virus. As a result, India's foreign minister, a guest speaker, pulled out of meeting leaders in person, instead connecting with Australia's foreign minister, Maurice Payne, and others via video link. United Kingdom Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab insists the country had followed tight COVID rules ahead of the summit.
They didn't have in-person meetings with me. They were immediately that we saw those tests, they were into self-isolation. The diplomatic exemption has been going on right the way through the pandemic, but it's been with the additional measures that we've put in place, and actually they worked very effectively to isolate any conceivable potential risk in this case. Actually, we've done this in a very secure way, but we've got to get governments together, leaders together, countries together, if we're going to solve what is clearly not just a global pandemic, but a global plan for recovery.
The Group of Seven is made up of the world's seven largest advanced economies and comprises of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom and the United States. Leaders of member states with representatives of the European Union meet at the G7 summit annually. The meeting of foreign ministers ahead of the G7 leaders summit in June focused on the pandemic, with the ministers agreeing to produce more vaccines and share them more fairly. When asked if it had been a mistake to hold face-to-face meetings at this time, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's important to keep working amid the pandemic.
I think it's very important to try to continue as much business as you can as a government. We have a very important relationship with India, with our G7 partners. As I understand it, what's happened is that the individuals concerned are all they're all isolating now. And when I will be seeing the Indian Foreign Minister. That will be a Zoom exchange, I'm given to understand.
This week's meeting sets the tone for the G7 leaders' meeting, where Joe Biden makes his international debut as US president. Dr. Bryce Wakefield, the National Executive Director of the Australian Institute of International Affairs, says Australia's presence highlights the need to discuss rising tensions in the Asia-Pacific region.
Well, it's quite significant for Australia to be invited, not only this time, but because we've been invited the last three G7 summit, and it gives the countries in the quadrilateral dialogue, the so-called Quad, a chance to meet outside of their formal Quad meeting. So you saw a lot of statements about the Indo-Pacific emerge from this meeting.
Senator Payne tweeted from the meeting that Australia and Britain will work closely on issues relating to China just hours before China suspended all economic dialogue with Australia. China is blaming the move on the federal government's attitude towards the relationship. The suspension effectively cuts off all diplomatic contact under the China-Australia Strategic Economic Dialogue. Dr. Wakefield says at the end of the meeting, the ministers issued a lengthy statement condemning China's treatment of the Uyghur population and criticising what it calls China's coercive economic policies. The leaders also voiced concern about Russian aggression, casting Russia's government as malicious and accusing it of trying to undermine democracies and threaten Ukraine. The foreign ministers also called on Iran's government to release foreign and dual nationals they say are being held arbitrarily in Iranian jails. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.